Illegal alien suspected of killing 52-year-old Georgia grandmother also charged with rape and necrophilia. By Amy Furr on March 31, 2025. An illegal alien who was released under former President Joe Biden's D. lax border policies and accused of brutally killing a mother in Cobb County, Georgia, is facing updated charges in the case, WSB-TV reported. The suspect identified as 21-year-old David Hector Rivas Agostume allegedly killed 52-year-old Camelia Williams on March 12, according to Fox 5. Per the WSB-TV article, according to the indictment obtained by Channel 2 Action News, Rivas Agostume has been indicted on charges of malice murder, felony murder, aggravated assault, rape, aggravated sexual battery, and necrophilia. The victim's family members told the outlet that prior to her death, Williams had said she was worried about a man who had allegedly been stalking her. Police launched an investigation after her body was found dumped in some bushes in the 200 block of Patmel Road near South Cobb Drive. After gathering evidence for 2 days, authorities charged the suspect in her death, the Fox article said. An arrest warrant said the suspect assaulted the victim by placing her in a chokehold until she lost consciousness. At that point, Rivas reportedly told officers he put his knees and full body weight on her neck, which killed her. A spokesperson for U.S. Immigration and Customs Enforcement confirmed that Rivas Agostume entered the country illegally from Honduras on March 17, 2021 and was arrested by U.S. Border Patrol. He was later ordered to be removed from the country on July 11, 2023. The WSB-TV article said, adding that ICE says they have lodged an immigration detainer with the Cobb County Jail to ensure he remains in custody for removal proceedings. Atlanta News first reported on March 21 that the suspect had been living with two other illegal aliens who were also arrested. In a social media post on March 22, Representative Marjorie Taylor Greene, RGA, addressed the tragic loss and called for the suspect to face the death penalty. In Georgia, we are mourning the tragic and completely avoidable murder of another Georgia woman because of Democrats' open border and cartel first policies. Camelia Williams, a mother of five and grandmother, was brutally murdered by an illegal monster. Deportation is not enough, give him the death penalty, she wrote. The Angel family of Williams said she would be alive today if it were not for former President Joe Biden's D. disastrous border policies, Breitbart News reported on Thursday. The article said that after the suspect was arrested by Border Patrol, he was subsequently given a notice to appear, NTA, before a federal immigration judge and released into the United States Interior as part of Biden's parole pipeline. By July 2023, a judge ordered him deported from the U.S., but he was never taken into ICE custody. Williams' niece said, I feel like this could have been avoided had this man been deported when he was caught the first time. Now, he killed my aunt. There's no telling what else this man has done. The tragedy happened as President Donald Trump's administration is working to arrest criminal illegals across the nation.